Have you ever watched an airport get built and thought, who's going to fly out of there? I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're looking at a brand new airline that doesn't have a single aircraft yet, but already has a business plan that could reshape domestic flying in Australia. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what you need to know. A former Qantas executive named John Walton has announced plans for an airline called Zinc. The pitch is simple, an all-Airbus A321neo fleet operating as an ultra-low-cost carrier out of Western Sydney International Airport. If that sounds like someone trying to build Ryanair in Australia, that's exactly the comparison being made. Now Western Sydney International, for those unfamiliar, is the new airport being constructed at Badgerys Creek, about 50 kilometers west of the Sydney Central Business District. It's been talked about for decades. Construction is actually happening. The first flights are expected in 2026, and unlike Sydney's existing Kingsford Smith Airport, which is hemmed in by the city on all sides, Western Sydney has room to grow. No curfew restrictions, no slot constraints, squeezing out new entrants. That last point is critical. If you've followed the airline industry at all, you know that access to airport slots is the single biggest barrier to entry for new carriers. Kingsford Smith is full. Melbourne Tullamarine is getting tight. A brand new airport with available capacity is essentially an invitation for a startup to come in and build a network from scratch. The A321neo choice tells you everything about the strategy. It's the longest range, highest capacity member of the A320neo family. You can pack over 230 passengers into a single class high density layout. That airplane has the range to cover every domestic route in Australia and reach into Southeast Asia. One aircraft type means one set of pilots, one set of maintenance procedures, one set of spare parts. It's the Ryanair playbook. It's the Spirit playbook. Keep it simple, keep it cheap, fill the seats. But here's where it gets interesting and where pilots should pay attention. Australia's domestic market is essentially a duopoly. Qantas and its subsidiary Jetstar on one side, Virgin Australia on the other. Rex Airlines tried to break in with 737 services on the trunk routes and ended up in voluntary administration last year. Bonza, another ultra-low-cost startup, collapsed even faster. The Australian domestic market has a reputation for eating new entrants alive. So why would Zinc be different? The argument rests almost entirely on Western Sydney International. Previous startups tried to compete at existing airports where incumbents held the gates, the slots, and the ground infrastructure. Zinc would be starting at an airport where nobody has an incumbent advantage. Everyone is new. The playing field, at least in theory, is level. The other factor is population. Western Sydney is one of the fastest growing regions in Australia. Millions of people live out there who currently have to drive an hour or more to reach Kingsford Smith. If you can offer them cheap fares from an airport 15 minutes away, you don't necessarily need to steal passengers from Qantas. You're creating new demand. The headline doesn't tell the whole story though. There are real questions here. First, can they actually secure the aircraft? The A321neo has a delivery backlog stretching years into the future. Airbus is still working through supply chain constraints. Getting airframes at competitive lease rates as a startup with no operating history is a serious challenge. Second, the airline doesn't exist yet as an operating entity. There's no air operator certificate, no route network announced, no timeline for first revenue service beyond the airport opening date. What we have right now is a business plan and a former executive with industry connections. That's not nothing, but it's also not an airline. Third, and this matters for anyone thinking about the broader market, ultra-low-cost carriers work on volume and ancillary revenue. They need high aircraft utilization. They need passengers willing to pay for bags, seat selection, priority boarding, everything unbundled. That model works brilliantly in Europe, where Ryanair connects hundreds of city pairs across short distances. Australia's geography is different. The distances are longer, the population centers are fewer and farther apart. You can't run 8 sectors a day when your average flight time is 3.5 hours. For general aviation pilots watching this from the other side of the Pacific, there's a broader lesson here. New airport infrastructure creates opportunity. Western Sydney International is doing for Australian aviation what new airports have done in other markets. It's reshuffling the deck. If Zinc gets off the ground, and that's still a significant if, it could demonstrate that the real barrier to airline competition isn't demand or willingness to fly cheap. It's access to concrete. Worth watching, worth being skeptical about. And worth remembering that the last two Australian startups that made similar promises are no longer operating sources today from simple flying on the Zinc Airlines announcement. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.